From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. Midsummer is not too soon to think about heating next winter. By August, forest trees are beginning to prepare for the coming winter. With recent attention to the importance of local food production, we should consider ways to meet our heating needs using local wood energy. New Hampshire remains the second most oil-dependent state in the country for residential, commercial, and industrial heating. 63% of New Hampshire residents, or 250,000 households, rely on oil or propane made from petroleum for heat. New Hampshire exports nearly $800 million annually to import fossil heating fuels. 80% of every dollar spent on heating oil and propane leaves New Hampshire for good. Most heating oil used in the Northeast comes from Venezuela, Mexico, and the Middle East. Little comes from the U.S. or Canada. We'd retain $200 million annually in the New Hampshire economy if we reduced our dependence on imported energy by 25%. Wood pellet heat is gaining popularity. U.S. pellet mills already make more pellets than any other country. Pellet production worldwide more than doubled between 2006 and 2010. Because pellets are small and compact, they're easier to transport in bulk than other forms of biomass, including wood chips. Pellet prices are rising with the popularity in European markets. Strong markets for the sawdust, waste wood, and low-quality wood used to manufacture pellets can improve forestry. Pellet manufacturers provide valuable markets and jobs to loggers, sawmills, and secondary wood manufacturing, including furniture, flooring, cabinetry, and millwork. Wood residues, once considered waste products, now represent a high-value energy commodity. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.